Let's be honest, for what is now the most populous city in Australia, a train every 30 to 40 minutes on a Saturday or Sunday into the city is absolutely hopeless. Totally unacceptable. We're encouraged to take trains into the city to go to the footy, catch up with friends, go out to dinner, see a show, but good luck getting into the city and back home again in a timely and efficient manner. Some will argue, well, why don't you just plan in advance, have a look at the timetable and plan? Well, that's not how it works in a world city in the 21st century. Who has ever looked at a train timetable in London, New York, Singapore or Hong Kong? You should be able to arrive at the train station and know that within 15 to 20 minutes on the weekend, there will be a train to accommodate you. We spoke on Tuesday about congestion in the city and on our roads. The best way to ease that congestion is more reliability on the public transport network. And that starts with more services. Encourage people to use trains on the weekend by increasing the frequency to what it is on weekdays. PTV needs to move with the times here instead of being stuck in the 90s. 133-693. I want to hear from you. What are the biggest barriers for you at the moment when it comes to using PT? Is it frequency of services? Is it safety concerns? Is it even the cost of a two-hour or daily Mikey? 133-693. And just on cost for a minute. Every weekend in this city, there are amazing events, shows, sporting matches, be it footy or otherwise. Why is there no enticement for people attending these events to use public transport? We need to lure people away from their cars and onto the train. So for people that have a valid ticket to, say, the footy or a musical, why don't we offer them free public transport? Take Adelaide, for example, this weekend, hosting Gather Round. If you have a ticket to one of the footy matches in Adelaide this weekend, free public transport. Why not here? During the Women's World Cup last year, Sydney offered free public transport to get locals and tourists alike around the city. But we didn't. You had to find your own way to the venue. Why? You want cars off the road. You don't want cars clogging the CBD and the freeways. Yet there's no enticement to get on the train. Lack of frequency, cost, it's all barriers to people using public transport. If you combine enticements with an increase in services, I guarantee you'll see patronage grow. But that would also require a bit of common sense from those in charge.